This is Encyclopedia Unnews. It's 1700 GMT on Sunday the 19th of March 2006. Your newsreader today is Major Sir Elvis KUN FIC MDA VFH BER CM UGM. He does not live on the moon. Our top story this afternoon, UN prison officials have been cleared of shenanigans in Milosevic case. An autopsy of former Yugoslav leader Slobodan Milosevic has concluded that the dictator's death on March the 12th was definitely not caused by cooties, tickle tickle, the giggles or got your nose, according to officials of the UN War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague. A forensic examination earlier in the week determined that the charges of prison medical staff allowing potentially fatal drug interactions between Milosevic's occasional doses of Beano and Flintstones chewable mints were completely baseless. Nevertheless, persistent rumours regarding the cause of Milosevic's demise have spread like wildfire in the international news media. A new theory suggests that the architect of ethnic cleansing in Bosnia and the Serbian province of Kosovo may have been the victim of a massive heebie-jeebies attack, possibly caused by his being given an atomic wedgie by prison guards. It is well known that President Milosevic received several severe swirlies, as well as many hotfoots and various types of wedges at the hands of jailers during his many months of unjust incarceration, claimed a spokesman for the Serbian Socialist Party in Belgrade. The cumulative effect of these cruel shenanigans, along with the almost daily brain freezes from being force-fed raspberry snow cones in the prison commissary, undoubtedly worsened his already weakened condition. UN officials declined to comment other than to deny a recent report suggesting that guards subjected to Milosevic to repeated noogies just prior to giving him a pepperoni-empowered X-Lax pizza 2 days before his death. In previous press conferences, officials have denied allegations that the man behind the mass murder of tens of thousands of Bosnians and Albanian Muslims had been forced to squirt soda pop out of his nose, listen to Celine Dion's greatest hits multiple times in succession, compete in Pull My Finger contests with visiting UN facility inspectors, and perhaps worst of all, read humour articles posted to satirical websites. Of all the allegations, the charges related to false reading of web-based humour articles are considered the most serious by international legal experts. According to a statement supplied by Pierre Brasson, a Paris-based attorney for Amnesty International, quote, Milosevic may have been directly responsible for the deaths of 250,000 people, but humour wikis? No matter how heinous the crime, lines must be drawn if civilization is to continue. I mean, what next? Online JavaScript training. Funeral services for Milosevic take place on March 18, 2006, at Belgrade's National Museum of Animated TV Clown voiceover recordings. At his internment ceremony, Vartan Dudek, a lifelong friend of the brutal dictator, stated in a eulogy that the wrongful death of this great Serbian hero will not go unanswered, even if we must personally examine each and every stick of bubblegum, chewy chew, lollipop, thin mint, trick, sugar cube, chocolate-covered raisin, rubber shark, gummy bear, dirty pair of socks, and hemorrhoid suppository in the Netherlands.